You're listening to the Contemplative Light podcast with your host, Clint Sabon.
Greetings and welcome to the Contemplative Light podcast. It's been a while since I've been here. I'm Clint Sabon, the host and creative director of Contemplative Light. It's been a while since I've been here because Mark has a day job that's very demanding, and I have also branched out into teaching and coaching Franz Barden's book, Initiation into Hermetics. And I did do a podcast on that, and I don't know how much of a crossover there is between you all and that, but if you have heard of it at least, perhaps through me or perhaps through others, it is a good system to try. And you kind of need, he often gets mentioned with the occult, but he was actually a devout Catholic as well. So some of the practices in Christian mysticism, in my experience of doing this, can really make progress go fast in initiation into hermetics, as it is basically a system of 10 steps. Sometimes magic, sometimes mysticism are used as the word, similarities to Rudolf Steiner in the Christian mystic Giordano Bruno, so who studied hermetics, similar a little bit to Gnosticism as well. So that's what I've been doing, and you can check out my YouTube page at Clint Sabon on YouTube, or you can check out my other podcast at the Franz Barden Podcast if any of that interests you all. As far as Contemplative Light goes, we're having a very active YouTube page and getting a lot of views, and we also are at the point where we're getting ad money, to be transparent. And there's one video in particular that has just gone viral. It's Introduction to the Christian Mystics, and it's kind of gotten up to about 140,000 views. So that's some good leverage in YouTube. And we may start doing some more. The Contemplative Light Facebook group is kind of open to contemplative teachers and practitioners or mental health professionals to post on the page. So you can certainly do that. You could even record a live session on the page if you don't already know that. We do have a team of staff writers as well if you're interested in doing blogs. So that is the deal with that. So let's move on. I have a fascinating story of something that's happened to me. It is a story of the rainbow body, which is quite fascinating how some of these things came into place with one of my wife and I's friends, who was, I think, about 94, 95 years old. She'd had a really good and long life, so it was definitely her time. But she was hooked up on oxygen in her room and was unable to speak. However, the first time my wife went there without me, and they said she's unable to speak, she said, "Hey, this is Anna." That's my wife's name. And, well, I'm being very transparent here, but that's okay. Nothing to hide. And so Anna came to basically her place, and she was hooked up in the living room on oxygen and kind of just comatose, really. And my wife said, "Hey, it's Anna." And she talked, and she said, "Hey, Anna, how's Clint?" And then she did not talk again before she died, which is fascinating. The last word she said before she died was Clint. And that almost gives me chills, because I didn't know her that well. And she may have been partly in between worlds of this world and the afterlife. and I almost wonder if there was some message about me that she had received. And so that's fascinating to hear. Then the next time I went down there with my wife and spent the night, and about 5 hours before she passed, a group of us were in the living room. We were praying over her. I prayed over her. Another prayed over her. And then I sat down in a chair, and all the Brazilians, which was the group there mainly, and were talking a whole lot. But then I noticed this rainbow, and it hadn't been raining, and there was really no door that was reflecting it in the light. But this beautiful rainbow just appeared, and it was going straight at me. I was sitting, I think, alone in a couch, and I basically told them about the rainbow, and they all took pictures. They were all very surprised, and I told them about the Western esoteric tradition of the rainbow body, and there are many accounts of this. It could have been what happened to Jesus Christ as well, but there are many accounts of this in Tibetan Buddhism and the indigenous tradition of Tibet, the Bon religion, which is very similar to Tibetan Buddhism, to be honest, but it's more of an earth-based kind of, you know, parallel to shamanism and paganism in the West. So I told, and it's also known in Hermetics, which I coach, and the idea is it's an emanation of strong, strong energy from God. And there are very advanced souls that are fully enlightened and liberated that when they die, their body dematerializes and they only leave a rainbow behind. Very, very out there, but very, very well accounted for in a true miracle. And so they had me record a video for all of the family members of the woman dying, and I explained the rainbow body. And who knows, when the tomb was empty with Jesus not there in the resurrection, there very much could have been rainbows left in his wake. But he was so advanced, obviously, that, you know, he did resurrect physically. And I've come to accept physical resurrection. You know, I don't think it's necessarily dogma. I'm so kind of deep into mysticism that I can accept that pretty easy. And so it's very fascinating, very interesting. It was unique that I didn't know her that well, and the last word she said before she died was my name, and I noticed the rainbow coming to me. And my wife said, if you hadn't been there, we wouldn't have noticed the rainbow. And then I recorded that video. And then the woman dying was Catholic. And several hours later, the Catholic priest came to read her last rites and pray, and did the sign of the cross on her forehead with holy water. And right after he did that, she passed away. And my wife was there to see her last breath. Actually, it was pretty late. Might have been close to midnight or something when that happened. And I had already gone to bed for the night. But my wife saw her very, very last breath. So what a beautiful exchange. The other thing is, a week later, my beloved dog, my best friend, died. And it was his time. He was an older dog, and he had a really good life, and I certainly miss him and am still grieving his loss. But it was interesting because the day after he died, I went to the gym, and as I was walking, there were all these puddles in the line, and I think it had been raining that day, but all of the puddles had circling rainbows around them. So very, very fascinating stuff. A beautiful story. It still gives my wife and I chills just to talk about it. It was so strong and so powerful. So I hope there's some takeaways. I'm going to be doing some podcasts where I talk about my own experience more. I like being authentic, warts and all. I feel like sometimes, you know, any content I put out like that is basically, it gets a lot of listens. Basically, it gets a lot of downloads. And so I am open not only to coaching initiation into hermetics, but doing more general spiritual coaching with wherever you're at in your contemplative or mystical practice. And I will meet you where you are, basically, in life. And it can go to the psychological as well, and even mental health issues if you're struggling with any of those. I'm trained in counseling. So you can always reach me by emailing me at thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com, thegraveyardcowboy@gmail.com. And, you know, you can comment with feedback, or you can just inquire about coaching services. I do one-hour sessions over Zoom because most of the people don't live in my area, obviously. So that's the deal with that. And we're going to be getting some stuff back going stronger with Contemplative Light. So we've just kind of been automating systems at this point. So you can look forward to that. And many blessings to you all, wherever you are. And it's a difficult time in the world, so hang in there, and I'm sending you all good vibes.